Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 say, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. And everybody, praise the Lord. We certainly are glad to be here on this morning. Amen. We welcome you to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, the ministry where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm just somebody trying to tell everybody about somebody, the embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ. We certainly thank you for you able to be with us on this morning on this Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry. We have a guest. Guest is in the house. Amen. With us this morning, we have Dr. Rebecca Apostle Ingram. Amen. From Missionary Network along with her this morning. We also have the pastor, Jacina Marie Neely, and her mother, amen, Edith Neely, with us this morning. Pastor Jacina is the Reverend Doctor of Methodist Church of the Bahamas. So welcome aboard, ladies. We're certainly glad to have you. Amen. Well, along with our program director, Sister Karen Hubbard of Hidden Places Ministry, and our producer, God bless you. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for the opportunity once again, amen, to share the living word of the living God. Amen. As we know that we are a God, that God is a God, a good God. He's a faithful God, and God is a promise keeper. Amen. And we know that he's working everything out for our good. So at this time, we would like the word go before you right now in a word of prayer. Pastor, will you lead us in a word of prayer?
Let us pray. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. For this is indeed the day the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God, that you've been our refuge and our strength in times past. And you are the God that keeps us. You are the God that shields us. You are a promise keeper. You've never failed us yet. And as we bring this broadcast over, we pray for those that are in our hearing. We ask, O God, that you will answer their call, their prayer. We ask, O God, for your peace, your love. We pray for your joy. You are our all and all. And so today, may you be exalted and lifted high as your word go forth. Bless each person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that prayer. We're living in a time now that it is time to wake out of sleep. And having the time and having the mind and then the mindset to be kingdom minded, to look forward unto the author of Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And by doing that, being an example and the living word of God as we follow Christ, amen, God have made provision for his people. And we know that God is a God that cannot fail and will not fail. And God have called us into a ministry of reconciliation to bring us back to the Father. But by doing so, we're living in a crooked and perverse nation. And by we living in this world, we're not of this world. But to have a mindset, glory to God, Dr. Apostle Rebecca Ingram, here with me with Missionary Network. This is a powerful ministry, a very powerful woman of God here in our midst. And this woman of God, God have used her mightily in the ministry, a ministry that they will be celebrating 30 years of celebration, three decades over to 13th Street Church of God on tomorrow. And I tell you what, you want to be excited. Amen. Hold on to your seatbelt when you hear what this woman of God have to say and all the endeavors what the Lord have put on her heart and touched so many people's lives in different countries and so what. So Apostle Rebecca Ingram, we're living in a place where God have called us into greater works.
Amen.
The word of God said, be unmovable always and abounding in the work of the Lord. And he will allow us to steadfast in the liberty where Christ have set us free. So what are some of the keys that we can take away as far as the ministry of God, the powerful ministry that God have instilled on the inside of you and doing your journey as you travel on this highway of what the Lord have given you?
Well, first of all, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for having us here this morning. And also, I'm very excited, not just for the 30-year celebration, but I'm very excited, too, about having with us in the studio this morning Reverend Dr. Jacinta Marie Neely, who was recently installed as the president of the Bahamas Conference for the Methodist Church, for all of the Methodist churches in the Bahamas. I'm very excited about that because I have, over the past 20 years, been affiliated with her.
Yes.
And she is one of our global partners for Missionary Network. And because she's a global partner, there's a lot of things that Missionary Network has been able to accomplish, especially in the Bahamas, as our neighboring nation. So I'm eternally grateful for that this morning. And also, Minister Jones, as we have progressed in this ministry, our foundation has been established on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And it has been our stance. It's been our position over these many years. There was a word of prophetic word that was spoken to us from Sister Angela Robinson, who is in Fort Pierce and who is a part of Missionary Network. And she spoke this prophetic word to us. And the prophetic word was, if the work is of God, it cannot be overthrown. And so that's from Acts 5, verses 38 to 39. And so I'm just so grateful for that word, because of that word, we've been able to stand in spite of all the obstacles, in spite of everything that was presented, the challenges, the difficulties, the lack of finances. This ministry has been able to thrive and to grow.
Yes.
Globally, internationally, intercontinentally also. And also, there was a word of God that was presented to us through Minister Rosemary Brunson. And that word was, she came to me and she said, do you recognize, Apostle, that we have been praying 365 days a year, every day, prayer is going on with Missionary Network, every day. And I said to myself, I'm thankful that you brought that to my attention. You know, you think about things, but when somebody actually speaks that to you, it comes like the word rhema to your spirit. And I said, you know what? Thank you for sharing that with me, because that gave me even more of an incentive to press on in spite of what might be happening, you know, in the world itself and in the world of ministry. So I just encourage anyone who God has spoken to your heart, given you a vision or a dream, I just want to encourage you that no matter what comes or no matter what goes, just keep on holding on to God's hand. And you'll find that God will be there for you. You'll find that he will encourage your heart, and he'll keep you in a place where you won't be weary in well-doing. Because if you don't get weary in well-doing, you're going to reap in due season if you don't faint.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're in a time and in a place now where the enemy is wreaking havoc. And if we don't have a prayer life, and an exceeding prayer for one another. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that prayer being effective, not just by us here in the midst, when we come together, When two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And let every word in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And I find it hard-pressed as we take the word of God out and about, because the word of God is active. It's powerful.
It's
sharp and any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of the son of the soul and the spirit and the intents of the minds and of the heart. So my question I would propose, Apostle Rebecca and Apostle Pastor Jacinta, is that that prayer is being heard in Bahamas. That prayer is being heard in Africa, making supplication.
Mm-hmm.
So what is some of the keys or the ingredients as when you goes on your journey out in this missionary network, which you are the founder of Missionary Network.
Yes, I am.
God gave you this vision.
Yes,
gave
he
you
did.
This ministry, and you done touched so many lives going forth now. Talk a little bit about some of the impactful experience that you experienced by going through your journey on this Missionary Network, by you being in different settings and all the lives that God have effective and people now, and then also you have ordained ministry.
Yes.
You know, you are a teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm just reminded what Paul said in 1 Timothy 1 and 12. I thank God who have counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He enabled me. He equipped me with all the quality that I have. Mm-hmm. And we all have a ministry. If you take on the name of Christ, you have a ministry.
Yeah.
A ministry is something that God has put on you, not just for yourselves, but it's to go and to share the word of God with others.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that they know Jesus had a ministry.
That's right.
And Jesus got in a hurry about his ministry. That's why he said that I must work, do the work of him while it is yet day.
That's right.
For when night cometh, no man could work. So what is essential, what we have to do to continue to have this ministry stay strong, that others would see that light that burns, that light that never goes out. And let's talk a little bit about your experience in different countries.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that with the name of the ministry, Missionary Network, I really didn't understand what God was saying at that time. Never had a clue. But this ministry is connected with so many other ministries across the globe.
Amen.
And God established that through the principle, the foundation of love. I first went to Africa in 1996, where I met Archbishop Bernard Nwaka, who is in Zambia. He has a powerful ministry across the globe also. So through him, I got connected with other ministries and partners with other ministries. I was able to assist in establishing churches in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And through my connection with him, connected me with other ministries. We are connected really across the globe.
Yes.
And God has enabled us to bless so many ministries, because our ministry is an arm extended to the local churches, to auxiliary ministries. We've been able to connect on that level in our teaching, in our giving, in our showing forth the foundation of love to others. So God has really blessed us over the years to be able to be a connector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't compete against the local church, because the members of Missionary Network had to be members of a local church.
Yes.
So we didn't have like renegade people. And we do have intercessors all across. Some of them are not able to participate on an everyday level, but they still participate. And so I'm very thankful for that also. I was able to connect with intercessors in France and Guadeloupe, in Canada, of course, in Africa, in the Caribbean, in South America, all over, really. And so these people are still a part of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most profound thing that I thank God for. They just didn't start out and quit. They are still actively a part of the ministry. I can pick up the phone now and call these people from all over, and they will answer. If they can't answer, then they're going to call me back, because they're our partners. We are partnering together.
Amen.
And so this goes beyond the local church. And I want to also interject to my former pastor, who is now deceased, Apostle Dr. Mary Edwards. She was very instrumental in my life in giving me the foundation of love that I needed to be able to connect with all these different people, and also a sense of humility. Mm-hmm. Because when you're connecting with other people, you have to have a sense of humility. You have to walk in humility.
Yes.
Because people will sense right away whether you are genuine or not. And so I'm very, very grateful for all the pastors and the apostles and the prophets mm-hmm. that God connected me with mm-hmm. in this life. I never dreamed that possible, you know, growing up in Fort Pierce and my father being a farming contractor, taking us up to Maryland and Virginia to work in the fields. And I never even thought that God would use my life in such a manner. But I remember as a young girl growing up in the Church of God, mm-hmm. there was a lady that came to the church, because we had a lot of ministers that came and visited our church and ministered at our church. And this woman, I knew she was a great woman of God. I can't remember her name, and she's probably gone home to be with the Lord. But that woman spoke a word into my life, and that word came to pass. Mm-hmm. That word came to pass. And then later on, a minister from New Orleans, Louisiana, Bishop Vanette, he spoke a word to me, and he said that the same mantle of intercession that was upon your mother and your grandmother is resting upon you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that meant at that time. This has been years ago. I yes. didn't have a clue what that meant. And then another prophet of the Lord shared with me that I would be the mother of many, that the Lord was enlarging my skirt, that I would be the mother of old men, old women, young women, and that I would, in fact, be the mother of many. And that really has come to pass through my Amen. Connections all over. And so I'm very grateful, and I'm very thankful to God for what he has done. And I guess my thoughts would be to anyone who's in ministry, never get the big head. Never yes. think that it's you that's doing the work, because it's not you. It's God Amen. Working through you. And I believe a lot of people are derailed in ministry because when God began to use them and bless them, mm-hmm. they really get arrogant and they get haughty. And the Bible tells me that, you know, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So that would be my advice to anyone who's trying to get into ministry or who is currently in ministry. Make sure that you keep your heart and mind in tune with God. Make sure that you don't, however God blesses you, that you don't think it's you that did it. You know that God is the one that did it for you.
Amen. Amen. And we must humble ourselves. And that's key, what you said, Apostle, about humbling yourself under the mighty hands of God. Mm-hmm. Because too many times that when the word of the Lord comes unto us, we get so caught up individually in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we do not allow the Spirit of God, which lives in us, that I'm only doing this because the word of the Lord has equipped me to do it, inspired
exactly.
me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live, by his calling upon our life. That's mm-hmm. why he say, make your election sure. In him we live, move, and have our being.
Right.
If we would continue to take them concepts, mm-hmm. And precept upon precept and line upon line, we know that the magnificent work of Jesus, we know that God will prevail.
Amen.
But as long as we begin to put ourselves in a position that God can use us and we be susceptible mm-hmm. to the word of God, mm-hmm. and then we know that others can see that light that shine burn within us, then we know this is not of my word, but this is of the Lord. No
That's
man
right.
can come unto the Father unless he's been drawn by the Spirit. So, Pastor Jacinte, what are some of the things as far as obviously you and Dr. Rebecca have a connection together, and by you connected overseas. And this is the fellowship of God. This is how the Spirit of God moves. So what's some of the things that connected y'all to you all together, and some of the things that you will have to implement in as the ministry, and how God have been effective in your life?
Well, let me also say thank you for having me on the show, and congratulations to Apostle Rebecca. I'm so happy to be a partaker of this ministry. And she's been involved with the ministry in the Bahamas for some 20-odd years. And I first met her when we were planning for a revival. And everyone said, oh, yeah, she'd be an excellent speaker. And I didn't know at that time, but coming to the church, and I had just started ministry. So there she was coming to minister to us. And for that first night, it was evident that the power of God was there in our midst, and she was definitely a true prophet of the Lord.
Yes.
And from that time forward, I think that was about 2005, Apostle Rebecca has been coming to the Bahamas and doing revivals, doing prayer sessions, but not just her in-person ministry, which she would have brought many persons to a knowledge and a love of Jesus Christ. And it just came to me that not only in altar ministry where persons would have come forward to say, I want to give my heart to the Lord, but there was a testimony from one of the business persons in the community that she sat in a seat and heard the appeal for salvation. And she sat right there and said, yes, yeah, I want to give my heart to the Lord. Amen. And from that time, she's been following Jesus Christ. But more so in terms of missionary network, where intercessors are there praying every day, as we said, 365 days yes, out of the year. And I've had the privilege of giving names, presenting conditions and prayer requests to Missionary Network through Apostle Rebecca, and having persons being prayed for, experiencing healing power, delivering deliverance of God, and just partaker yes, of the prayer ministry. Also, I can get on the phone at any time, and I thank God for that. She spoke of humility, definitely with all of the acclamation that she has. I can get on the phone and say, oh, someone needs an urgent prayer, or I just need some words of counsel, and there it is. And yes, so I just thank God for being able to be a part of this ministry. Apostle Rebecca has also been to the Bahamas on a number of occasions and ministered in New Providence, the city, and two conferences, amen, which I've been in attendance at right there at the hotel. And they were big conferences where persons came from throughout America, ministers gathered from America, the Bahamas as well. And so, yes, we have fully partake of the ministry. And I thank God for Missionary Network. Thank God for Apostle Rebecca.
Amen. That is so worthy of the calling, you know, to be able to speak highly. It's truly, it's a blessing to be connected to the true vine. And, you know, as we continue to go forth in our journey on with the Lord, and to be connected across the seas like that, where you can check into one another. And Missionary Network is so prevalent, where it's widespread. And I heard all the testimony. I sat in that venue with the ceremony with Rebecca, Apostle Rebecca had. I sat in that. I seen the anointing in there. I seen tears of joy. I seen a place of where there was a time that the apostle said that it was time that she felt a little about maybe giving up. But the Bible says, declaring Zechariah 4 and 10, that do not despise small beginnings. You know, when we start out, you know, looks like, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, but what do the Lord say? Mm-hmm. And then it's not over until the Lord says that. So by us being here, and the Spirit of the Lord is with us and is moving, and Mother Edith Neely, praise the Lord, your daughter, you brought her up. You brought her up, obviously up under the nourishment of the Lord. What do you, how do you see, as far as the in Bahamas and the Methodist Church, and what your daughter Pastor Chisante oversees. So she oversees Methodist Church. So what is the role where you feel is that can be addressed where it'd be more of a God-filling, spirit-filled atmosphere? What do you think? What's your take on that?
Well, I should say good morning to all who are listening, and I'm so proud to be here in the studio. This is my first time being here.
Yes.
So I appreciate the welcome of Apostle Rebecca, who invited my daughter. And she said, "You want to go?" And I said, "Yes, I would go." "But I don't have any money." So she said, "Don't worry about that." But my daughter, when she first decided to take on this position, I wasn't too happy with it. But she said, "The Lord has told her to do it."
Yes.
So I said, "If the Lord has given you a word to do it,
that's
then
right.
I agree." But when she started out preaching, it was very touching. So I know the Lord had called her.
Yes.
Because she is a powerful preacher. And then a lot of people comes up to me and say, "Well, that's your daughter? She's a really powerful lady."
Yes, she is.
So when they say that, and then when I sat there and listened to her, it really is touching.
Yes.
So you got to be in there to hear what she has to say, and then you would get the feeling of it, and then you would know that God has given her a word.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm so proud of her.
Yes.
Even though she didn't grow up with me, she grew up with my mother, because I was in Nassau and she was in Eleuthera.
Mm-hmm.
But we got connected together. We never lose one another because
yes.
I was in a different state.
Yes.
So I'm thankful to God for it, because
yes.
it's His divine favor
yes.
on her life what brought me here
today. Yes. Yes.
So I'm grateful.
Yes, and we're grateful for all of you to be able to join us on this morning. And to take the necessary precaution of that we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for putting down the strongholds. And having said that we must continue to stay in the spirit,
amen.
Fellowshipping one with another.
Amen.
And that's what it is right there. Mother Edie, if it ain't about that time that when you was at a time that you said she was raised by your mother, but now is the time. Now, faith.
That's right. Now it's
so
the time.
Thank God now that you're able to experience, you know, your daughter preaching that powerful word from the Lord as God gives
Amen.
Her,
Amen.
You know, the holy unction. And what makes my heart full of joy is that we can all come together and we can talk about something that is profitable.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Know, all scripture and inspiration is given by God. And the word missionary, our mission, is to carry out an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And Apostle Rebecca, Dr. Rebecca, you have checked all the boxes in that. Do not despise small beginnings. Somebody out there probably want you start not small right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith ain't where it need to be at right now, but you're striving. I encourage you right now. We all encourage you. We touch and agree right now that you will continue to strive going forth now in your journey with the Lord right now.
Yeah.
Get somewhere where your prayer is effective. Get somewhere where you can go to the house of the Lord or call somebody who's stronger than you are. And you cannot hang around folk who's weak in the faith and doing the same old things and going about carrying out all the things that they that can derail you, something that can detour you in a wrong way. So you got to hang around strong fellowship. So we're about out of time right now, but we definitely thank you for listening on this morning. We're so glad and grateful for our guest, Apostle Dr. Rebecca. We hope that you'll come back with us again.
I sure
Apostle
will.
Rebecca. Anytime you're in town, just give us a call
okay.
and you can come on over. So don't forget, Sunday night, September the 13th at 4 p.m.
That's right, tomorrow, 4 p.m.
1901.
North 13th Street.
God
13th
bless you.
Street Church of God.
We We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week.